Okay, here we go.
It's time for a bonus pod, bitches.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast, where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself,
hey.
Stretch Roberts. So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon. Here is your host, Stretch.
And here we are for the Friday show. Friday bonus pod. Let's get to it. Fat to Fit or Else. I would say Fat to Fit or Else is a complete and utter failure, is what I would say. Like much of the things I've done in my life, I have failed again. I, as this week has gone on, have realized I'm really effed. I'm really, really, really effed with the health thing. And what's weird is you go get your test. The person that gives you the test, I had that scan. I did two scans. Neither of them were good. But the one, I read the results. They put the results in, and it said, you know, it's this. They give a score on it. And my score was 761. And they're like, which is normal for a person his age? Which is in the realm of normal for a person of this age. And I'm in my late 50s, but, you know, I'm not a complete geezer yet. But apparently I am. And so I get this test, and then I talk to the doctor, and he tells me my score, and he's like, oh, yeah, you're effed. Like, I was like, this is really bad. And initially when it said, I go, but it said it was normal. And that was my main doctor called me, and then I got in to see the actual heart doctor. And he's like, oh, no, this is really bad. And your problem is cholesterol. So they put me on a new cholesterol. And by the way, the only thing they've done since getting that result, so I'm like, all right, this is no big deal, is put me on a new cholesterol medication. That was it. And they said, change your diet, stop eating red meat, stop eating fat, and watch your cholesterol. Don't eat fried food, which is all my favorite shit. So I'm like, okay. So that was where we left it, and I seemed fine. And then I have a friend at work who's older than me, has had a heart attack, has some medical issues right now, and he had just gone in for the same scan. And I was like, oh, yeah, I just did that the other day. And he goes, oh, really? Okay. And he comes back, and he goes, hey, what was your score in your scan? And I said, 761. He goes, no, that's not right. You would be, like, about to die. And I'm like, yeah, no, that's what it was. He goes, my score was 200. And I'm like, what? And then I start looking back on it. So it is a coronary calcium scan, and they give you results in a number. And so now I'm reading up on this, and I'm like, they're really underreacting. Because it says a score of 0 means you have no calcium in your heart. It suggests a low chance of developing a heart attack in the future. And last time I did this about 2 years ago, 2 years ago, I was like 200 somewhere in there. I remember doing this before, and that's what it was. And they say a score of 100 to 300 means there is moderate plaque deposits. It associates with a relatively high risk of heart attack or other heart disease in the next 3 to 5 years. A score of greater than 300 is a sign of more extensive disease and a higher heart attack risk. I'm at 760. I'm almost at 800. I'm not, at this point, I'm looking at, I'm not going to be alive in 3 to 5 years. That's how I'm looking at this. So I'm throwing in the towel. I should just go out guns a-blazing and stay the real Stretch and not try to be some healthy little bitch and get all skinny and not eat what I want and not be happy. Because I'm not going to be happy. I'm not going to be happy being on a constant diet, watching everything. Because when I do that, I'm nasty. And I'm nasty to begin with. I'm not a pleasant person, if you guys haven't known. Like, I like to have fun and I like to joke around, but I'm also a bit of an a-hole. So I'm 3 to 5 years to live is what I'm looking at. That's what I'm going to go ahead and set my sights on. And then remember, and this does not help me, that I told you guys on the last show that my wife had a very good friend who's the exact same age as me, who was working out over the weekend and literally fell over dead in his home while he was working out. I don't be that guy either. Like, working out, if I can lift weights, it's fun. I don't lift weights anymore because my shoulder's effed, and my shoulder's, I lifted a little bit the other day to try to get, like, in the groove, and my shoulder hasn't stopped hurting. It's been a week and a half, and my shoulder still hurts, so I'm done. The working out is done. The lifting weights is done. I walked the dog. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm seriously at a bad spot right now of what I'm going to do. So I have a stress test next week. They want to see if they can induce a heart attack in me, and I'm going in for that. I have that a week from today, to where I'm recording this on a Thursday. So a week from today, I have that. Then a week from then, we have Thanksgiving, and that's the greatest eating day of all. And I will eat everything I want to eat. I'm not going to stop. So I haven't had any heart attack or anything like that, even though it runs like a mofo in my family. Like, everyone has them except for my father. And most people in my mom's family who have died from heart attacks. My mom had a heart attack last year, and it goes deeper than even that. But we won't get into that part of it. So there we are. I am really... In this week, realized I'm effed. And I've been stressed out of my mind. There is something going on right now that I'm dealing with that has got me double stressed. And I haven't even really told my family about this because my daughter's got some stuff going on right now that is medical. And we're dealing with that. And that's our main concern. And then anytime I try to bring it up, they're just like, well, you're an idiot. You brought that on yourself. And I'm like, I'm trying to tell them, hey, guys, I'm really in bad shape here, just letting you know. But every time I try to bring it up, my family just shits on me that and that's what, when you're a fat guy and you've been a fat guy for, well, your whole life, people are like, well, of course you have a heart issue. You should have been dead of a heart attack a long time ago. It's your fault. You eat like shit. And to me, when my wife's the best at this, her cousin had said, I have stomach cancer. And her reply was, well, you eat like crap. So basically, and I said, do you realize you just said to him, you deserve it. You gave it to yourself. Good. That's basically what you just said to a guy who just told you had cancer. I'm just letting you know, you never blame anyone for anything they have, even if it's their fault. You just, it's bad form. And so that's what I get at my house. So not good times right now. Not good times at all. And I'm stressed now more, as I've really realized. And I love that my initial doctor freaked out. I'm like, wow, but she always freaks out. I'm like, she's freaking out. And I don't know. The heart doctor's like, yeah, you know, no, you're in trouble. And I'm like, all right. And he's like, we just got to get your cholesterol under control. Uh-huh. He goes, yeah, the plaque is there. We're just trying now to keep it from breaking off, because that's what's going to happen. You're going to be going one day, and a big chunk of it's going to break off, block an artery, and you're just going to have a massive heart attack and probably die. Yeah. And I'll take a heart attack over a stroke. I do not want a stroke. I do not want a stroke. I am worried about a stroke. That is, I don't want to deal with that. So anyway, not great times right now. I mean, and he even said that the doctor said, you could lose a ton of weight, get absolutely in shape. You have a cholesterol problem. You have a cholesterol problem. He also said, I have some weird thing in my blood. There's a protein that they're going to test for that he's called. I haven't done it yet. And if you have this one protein in your body is like really effing efficient at delivering cholesterol, which, like, overly efficient, where he said, if you have this protein, what's normal, let's say your cholesterol score should be a 40, he'll be, or a 60 is normal. He says, I'll want yours down below a 40 if you test positive for this protein. And he goes, and a lot of people that have a history of it in their family, like I do, have this protein, and that's what it is. He goes, so we're going to need to go really low, which means diet, 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 exercise, exercise, exercise. And I'm not looking forward to it. So anyway, that is it. 3 to 5 years. Enjoy the show while we have it, because I don't know how long I'm going to do it, because I'm toast at this point. What else do we got to get to? Speaking of drugs and drugs that I take, this is interesting. You know that Ozempic is made by a company in Copenhagen, is where they are based out of, and they are rich beyond rich, rich, rich. And the company is called Novo Nordisk Foundation, and that's where the basic metabolic research at the University of Copenhagen goes through, and how they came up with Ozempic in the first place. And ever since they came up with Ozempic, and Ozempic was basically there to treat your A1C for type 2 diabetes, it was a freak that they found out it also suppressed appetite. Now, since they realized what it is, and they've done a ton of research on their own drug since then, they're really dialing it in. And currently they are testing on, they started on rats, now they're up to monkeys, but they are going to do a new drug that will be strictly for obesity, which, and diabetes goes hand in hand with obesity, but it will not only make you lose your appetite like the Ozempic does for most people, not for me, but it also is going to zap it up a notch too. It's going to be like Ozempic on freaking steroids. It will not only zap your appetite, but it will increase your body's actual calorie burning. So when they gave it to mice, it worked. And then they gave it to these monkeys and it worked. And then they took fat diabetic monkeys and they gave it to them and it worked. And this stuff literally zaps the appetite, so you're eating less and your body is burning more calories. So they are working on that. It is in testing. They say it's going to take a long time. Don't expect it anytime real soon, but it is coming from the Ozempic people. We're looking at, in all of our lifetimes, maybe not mine in the next 3 to 5 years, but hopefully all of your lifetimes, it will we'll have those fat shots where you can just take the shots and voila, you're okay. You're going to not really need to work out anymore, because you'll just not eat as much, like with the Ozempic, and then your body will become more efficient at burning fat as you take whatever these new drugs are. It's pretty cool. Science is badass, so that's very cool. Now, speaking of science, I found this story, which I found to be weird, and it is a link, and it comes out of the UK, where they basically are poo-pooing all over paranormal. And not only am I going to give you this story because I'm a big paranormal buff, I am going to give you a paranormal story that happened in the family just yesterday. And I'm coming back, by the way, haunting people. I'm going to haunt. I'm going to be a bastard as a dead person, as well as the bastard that I am as an alive person. If you guys know my story, I believe big time in ghosts. Did not. I was a young man. I moved to a house in New Jersey, and it was haunted, and I saw a ghost, and it was the scariest thing that's ever happened to me in my life, because I was staring at something that doesn't exist, and I'm looking at it going, this isn't real. This thing's not real. And it was just standing there in my bedroom, and was dead sober. And my ex-wife, who was laying in the bed next to me, saw it at the same time. And then there were many, many more encounters with this thing after that. And it had given us all kinds of signs that it was there before we actually saw it. If you ever want to hear my paranormal exploits, I became quite the ghost buff after that and really looked into it. There are, on this podcast, if you go back to season 2, episodes 1, 2, and 3, they are my paranormal stretch shows. They're just all my recounting of that, living in that haunted house. And then I have another one working at LMU, where there's a lot of ghosts. Any college has a lot of ghosts. And then I did another one about the rehabs that I worked in that are haunted. And one thing I can tell you, being quite the paranormal expert, is you have ghosts anywhere there is trauma, anywhere there's a lot of emotion, like all old prisons, but you also have people die there in prisons, hospitals, mental hospitals, Unfortunately for colleges, you have a lot of suicides, especially these colleges that have been around 100+ years. Kids get to college, they're not making the grade, they're not cutting it, and they can't take it to tell their family, and they end up killing themselves rather than admit they can't cut it. And that happens. And then you've got mental disease and all kinds of other stuff that go hand in hand with all of this. And you end up with haunted places. Suicide almost always turns into a haunting. There's just a ton of stuff, and I've dealt with all of that. So that I know, and I've got a lot of those three shows. If you ever want to check it out, Paranormal Stretch, it's season 2, episodes 1, 2, and 3 are where Paranormal Stretch are at. But this study basically craps on it right out of the box. So these researchers in Manchester, they came up with the idea that paranormal is just BS. And that's the thing. You can't, when you have the conclusion before you start the study, you're effing yourself. They say that they discovered a link between a group of beliefs and a reduced ability to cope with stress. Participants in the study were asked by filling out a questionnaire called the Revised Paranormal Belief Scale. The scale measures the degree of belief in each of these 7 categories: traditional religious belief, PSI, witchcraft, superstition, spiritualism, extraordinary life forms, and precognition. They asked you about all of that, and they found that if you were into that at all, or you think you're seeing ghosts or experiencing paranormal, that you're basically a person that isn't able to manage stress well. So they crap on it. I don't like studies like this. They further broke it down into dimensions. The first, traditional paranormal belief, includes religious belief and witchcraft. The second, New Age philosophy, encompasses things like spiritualism, precognition, and extraordinary life forms. I guess extraordinary life forms are ghosts. A quarter of adults in the United States consider themselves superstitious, and recent trends reveal that younger people are more superstitious than even older people. And they did this study on 3,000 people. The findings they published revealed that those who scored higher for traditional paranormal belief reported elevated distress levels and reduced ability to manage stress. So you're not really seeing ghosts. You're not really experiencing things flying off your walls. You're not really hearing the voices that are talking. You're just not coping well with the stress in your life. I can tell you, being in a haunted house increases your stress. I do know that, because it's the most terrifying thing that will ever, if you don't believe and you are not a believer, and then you see it. Also, a lot of people will have something like that happen, and it'll be in the middle of the night or whatever, and they'll be in a hotel or somewhere, and they'll wait, and then they'll literally just say, that was weird, I must have had a dream or whatever, and then you just kind of blow it off. Because one thing I learned in my experiences, the day I saw the thing, the day I stared it in the eyes, I realized immediately, like in my head, it's standing there, and I was already going through, holy crap, that was the ghost. Holy crap, that was the ghost. Holy crap, that was the ghost. That was the ghost. I'd had so many experiences in my brain, like the human brain in general, we try to rationalize everything. And since ghosts aren't real, UFOs aren't real, and Bigfoot aren't real, we rationalize what it is. Oh, what's that in the woods? Oh, that's a bear standing on its hind legs. And maybe you saw Bigfoot, I don't know. And then you're like, oh, what's that? Oh, that was, no, that was your stress. That's why you think it was paranormal, that picture flew off the wall and came all the way down the hallway before it broke. You think you saw a ghost, but that was just a manifestation of your stress. That's what this study believes. So they're crapping all over it. They say, research on superstitious belief, a subset of paranormal belief, has suggested that people rely on superstitions in stressful situations to gain an illusion of control over outcomes. So you're unable to control an outcome going on in your life, so you manifest something which is an illusion of what it is, so that you can rationalize or take control of a situation. Oh, it was a ghost. That's what that was. Yeah, no. I'm just telling you, People that wrote this never experienced a ghost. My dearest friends think I'm crazy, laugh at me for believing in ghosts to this day, and I will, to the day I die, believe in ghosts. I've had too many encounters. But if you are into that at all, simply go check out the Paranormal Stretch shows here on it's the Fat to Fit or Else site. So if you go to the actual site, you can just check on Season 2, Episodes 1, 2, and 3. And those are there. I did those before I even started Fat to Fit or Else, just for fun. As soon as I quit doing the Big 49, which was becoming quite the drain on me, my health was going to hell, and now my health's worse than it's ever been. I actually, at that time, I had to tell you, the contributing to my health going bad, because I haven't had to scan since I quit the 49, I've only been not doing that for a year, that stress of that 3 years of working the three jobs and killing myself really put me into bad physical times. And now I was getting it better, and then I hurt myself, and then I threw in the towel, and I have not done myself any favors in the last year at going off the rails and not doing things correctly. Maybe I have stress in my life. I'll see a ghost here very soon, because I can't obviously deal with my life. Here is another story, and that is, they say if you have a brain drain, if you are mentally exhausted, you are way more apt to go off on people. I can tell you that's true. I know tonight, it took me an hour and a half to get home from work, and I don't know if I've ever told you, but I live in a house with two other people who can't make toast and can't make dinner and don't work nearly as long of a day as I do. I'm the first one up, first one out of the house, the last one home every single night of my house. And I'm also the only one that then comes home and has to make dinner because no one else can. That being said, I knew I was kind of in a funk because it had taken me so long to get home, an hour and a half. So I stopped at the store and bought some stuff that I could just, pre-made salads and crap, like stuff so I could just eat when I got home and not have to make anything because I was fried. And then as soon as I came in, my wife started in on me, and I may have ripped her head off big time. So there is definitely something to do with that. They say the brain drain, once you are mentally exhausted and you are done, you become way more testy. And also if you're hungry, and I was both. I was mentally drained, fried from being in traffic for that long, and I was hungry, and I was in no mood to be effed with. So, that was fun. That was fun times. It is supposed to be raining on Friday here in Los Angeles, or as of Thursday night. It's going to rain Thursday night and then into Friday, so we're probably going to have some rain in the morning rush hour, which will suck butt, because nobody in this godforsaken town can drive in the frickin' rain, except for me. Greatest driver in the history of the world. I'm in a funk. Yeah, I'm going to go. I got 3 to 5 years to live. I got to go take a nap. That's what I'm going to do. What are you going to do, Stretch, with your last few precious years? I'm going to sleep as much as I possibly can. Play with my dogs. Ice will still be around in 3 to 5 years. Ice is just a baby. He's only 2. All right, I got to get up out of here. Hope you guys have a non-depressing weekend. Hope I didn't bum anyone out. You guys take care of yourselves and watch those doctors. They're shifty. One will freak you out and one's like, no, you're fine. You're good. You're good. And then you talk to your friend who's like, no, you're about to die. You better check on that again. And I look it up and I'm like, holy crap, I'm about to die. So that's where we are. I will talk to you guys on Monday with a brand new outlook, a brand new rosy and happy show coming up here on Fat to Fit or Else. And don't forget, get your Spiras. Go to spira.com, put Fit10 in at the checkout. While you can, the code's not going to last forever. I'm going to be dead. Okay, talk to you later.